join the conversation. Talking color, color at your house, color in your home, in your habitat, changing the feel of the entire house. Give us a ring. We've got the queen of color west of the Mississippi River, Carlene Lauer of PPG, Pittsburgh Paints. You join the conversation by calling 1-888-767-4348. Okay, if I had followed your directions on how to choose a color, I would have never ended up with Big Bird Yellow.
That's good. Yeah. So, I'm glad it works then.
So talk us through how a homeowner should go through sorting the 6 million? Is that what you said?
6 million colors, but we've cut it down. Look at us.
To 2,000.
Yeah.
And three.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're big helpers.
Okay, so how do you sort out 2,003 colors and dial that down? Invariably, you're as a homeowner, you're looking at it two different ways. You're looking at it in a finished room that you just want to freshen up and update, and it's got everything in it. Or you're in a remodel and you're looking at blank drywall walls and gray concrete floor, and you're trying to decide what color does this end up.
Well, the first thing I want to make sure people realize is paint should be the very last thing that you select when you're doing a room.
Isn't that interesting?
The reason I say that is because...
That's really hard in a new build because you need to put that on before you put all the furniture and the artwork on the walls and the cabinets for the bathroom vanities.
It requires a little planning, but for sure, the reason I say that is because a sofa only comes in so many colors. A chair only comes in so many colors. Whatever it is, you're looking to buy. If you selected your wall color and then you're going out, you selected aqua. You went out looking for aqua. What it's made in aqua may be completely different than the color of paint that you selected. And we can make any color in the entire world. So why tie yourself in and beat yourself to a pulp trying to find that exact shade? Because colors can clash, and you're just making it hard on yourself if you select the paint color the very first thing.
So it's the last thing you pick. Interesting. All the more reason to have your cabinet door samples, pieces of your cabinet. If it is a new build or a room addition and those things aren't in place, the couple pieces of furniture you've got, put the whole room palette together.
Correct.
Before you pick that color.
Correct.
Now, once we narrow it down to...
The next thing I want you to do is...
I have some clients who think narrow down the choices means coming back from the paint store with 20 pint colors of paint.
No.
That is not narrowing it down.
No. We got out of the sample business, actually. We make sample chips, but we don't make little sample paints anymore because that doesn't really help you get to the final selection. But the next thing I would ask you to do is go to thevoiceofcolor.com. April 1, we're rolling out a brand new version of the Color Sense game. We currently have the Color Sense game online. But what that does is it allows you to not listen to your mother-in-law, not listen to your neighbor, not listen to anybody, but what you will feel the most relaxed at in your home. We identify your color personality. We use all five senses.
And it used to be called color harmony or something like that.
Well, we have the harmony, and that's been expanded, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But what you do is you play this game and engages. It'll ask you to listen to music. It'll ask you if you were on a beach, or you were in the snow, or you were in Tibet, or the Taj Mahal, which one of these spaces would you like to be at the most? Which one would visually entertain you? Which one would taste, what food would taste the best out of all of these? And out of that, there's a psychology behind it. It's very scientific, but we query it.
And very accurate.
It's very, very, very accurate. I've tried to trick it a million times, and I still come out the same.
Well, and I did it after I painted my house.
Very skeptical,
because,
I might add.
Yes.
Because it wasn't available when I painted it 10 years ago, or I didn't know about it, and it nailed me.
But at least you knew
everything
yourself.
That was in the house was on that color spectrum. It was
very good for you that you knew who you are. Most people don't know who they are, and they get all distracted with, they go in this model home, and they see something that they love, or they see something beautiful, and then they might get it up, something very similar, and they're like, I just don't like it. I don't know why. Well, the reason you don't know is because it's not you. It's not your personality. And, you know, I realize husbands and wives are even at odds a lot of times. And this game helps you be able to sort through that, because what you do is you fall into 9 different categories that you can fall into. And if the husband comes out one category, say blue persuasion, and the wife comes out spice of life, that's oranges and that's blues. You know, it's two totally different things. But if you go through, we've created harmonies. That's what I was going to talk about next. We've created color strips and harmonies that create a color scheme for a space. And usually out of both of those, if you look across the palettes that we created for the Blue Persuasion and the palettes that we created for Spice of Life, you're going to find kind of a compromise there that the husband and wife could use and know that that's the path you should probably go down to try to create it for both people, not just for one or the other.
You know, one that people are asking is what's the difference within Arizona? I'll tell you one thing. Tucsonans are a lot braver with color. They are a lot braver.
And I think the lack of HOAs helps that a lot, too.
Maybe HOAs here.
And I like it a lot.
People ask, I mean, this Arizona is definitely the one pocket in the country that has their own color personality here. I mean, it is very dynamic and it's very different than the rest of the country. I can't bring in what I take and show in Texas and bring it in here. I'm probably the closest. The Texas colors are probably the closest to the Arizona colors, but there's no place else you can do that.
So when you went kayaking yesterday, did you get a chance? Did you go that extra 20 miles to see the Red Rocks? Did
no,
you hit Sedona?
I did not. Nope. But this is what I always tell everybody. The colors in Arizona are the colors of dirt, the different colors of dirt and rock and sand, you know, that you incorporate, and then you add your beautiful painted desert sky colors, and that's Arizona.
And you were out enjoying Arizona yesterday?
I did. I enjoyed it until I fell in the mud.
Kayaking in Cottonwood.
I went backwards more than I went forwards and fell in the mud. But, hey, it was beautiful.
Very good. Very good. Well, Miss Carlene Lauer, Queen of Color for PPG Pittsburgh Paint, here talking color. We've got some callers on hold we're going to get to right after this short break. Y'all hang on.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.